USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden was supposed to be leaving Washington this evening on a trip to Poland. Air Force One actually departed Washington on Sunday and has made a surprise visit to Kyiv, Ukraine.
Everybody, women, young children, trying to do something, just trying to do something. Pulling people out of apartments and being shelled and literally, I think, is war crimes.
A record was broken in the NBA All-Star game last night.
Team Giannis defeated Team LeBron 184-175 in the 2023 NBA All-Star game in Salt Lake City. Jason Tatum set a new All-Star game record with 55 points to lead Team Giannis to his first win over Team LeBron in three tries. Tatum on setting the All-Star scoring record while winning the Kobe Bryant MVP award.
You know, to be able to wear my signature shoe today and break the record and, you know, take home this award of somebody that, you know, I idolized.
LeBron James and why he didn't play the second half.
And tried to get one little chase down block and got my finger caught in the rim. But I'll be fine, though. I'll be fine. I don't think it's too much to worry about. But for precautionary reasons, just had to, you know, just take the rest of the night off.
I'm Julio Flores.
Google goes before the U.S. Supreme Court this week to defend what is widely regarded as a pillar of the online community. The law at issue, known as Section 230, gives Internet platforms legal immunity from almost all third-party content hosted on their sites. A decision to limit that immunity could change the business model of the Internet's biggest companies, especially social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Google's YouTube, that rely heavily on recommendation algorithms. Today is President's Day holiday. Federal government offices are closed, as post office, public libraries, schools, and most government offices. This is USA News.
Hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
The government is finding more things in the sky because it's looking for more things in the sky.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken told NBC that the Chinese surveillance balloon incident earlier this month led to changes in detection parameters.
We recalibrated the radars, and as a result, we saw more things that we weren't seeing in the past. And among those things were these three objects that were shot down.
Blinken took a message to his Chinese counterpart on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference over the weekend.
I told him quite simply that that was unacceptable and can never happen again.
In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
A Catholic Church official was shot and killed in Los Angeles County, California on Saturday. David O'Connell, the auxiliary bishop of the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, was fatally shot in the incident in the community of Hacienda Heights, where O'Connell lived. The 69-year-old was named auxiliary bishop of the Archdiocese of Los Angeles by Pope Francis in 2015. A massive winter storm is set to hit parts of the country this week.
Forecasts show it's expected to start Tuesday in the northwest. Heavy snow is likely to fall in the mountains of Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming. By midweek, the storm system will strengthen as it moves southeast, affecting the Rocky Mountains to the Great Lakes region. Several states in the northern plains and upper Midwest will have to deal with possible blizzard conditions. Some areas are projected to receive up to 2 feet of snow through Friday. I'm Dave Collins.
I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A. is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B. is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C.'s Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.